bulk of the patients that attend the Liberian government hospital now, what is dominating is prescription, giving them people to buy medication. The way we receive support, the way the supply come to the Liberian government hospital is no longer timely. And sometimes we feel so embarrassed with those kind of situation. Bulk of the people that come, even people that can afford, prescription is dominated. We give them people to buy medication, and that is a very serious challenge for the Liberian government hospital. That is a recurring problem we're facing now. That is getting serious. I think NDS are not supplied just for almost going to 4 or 5 months. Because one of the issues is the little support we receive, we had to go the extra mile to even spend some of the funding on essential drugs. And by rec, everything within the health sector, especially within the hospital, is very, very essential. You cannot forgo inpatient feeding. You cannot forgo fuel. You cannot forgo cleaner materials. So if you're trying to tap on the budget to purchase essential drugs, it brings a lot of constraints on the budget. So these are challenges. It's been happening in the past, but this one is taking another trend that is very, very serious. You know, when things are not normal, where people need to come, they need to receive free medication, and every left and right you turn now, you get them prescription. Patient load actually hard to drop. People prefer to go to the drugstore, but we continue to encourage them. Don't yet go to the drugstore by yourself. Come to people who are trained, get to do the diagnosing of the problem. After they identify it, they can get a prescription. If the medication is not available, then you can go to the drugstore. But there are patient load that are dropping gradually because of giving a lot of prescription.